need to ask you something. We'll get a chance sometime.
Let the record show, Ann's excused, and Gene has resigned, so it'll be short two people today. Let's get out of quorum. All other members are present. Can we get approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion of the minutes. Approval of minutes is published. Any discussions, corrections, additions? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. We're going to change the batting order just a little bit today. And that has to do some very important things right now. And so she needs to get out of here. So we're going to bring her in safety and risk first.
Thank you. We have our open enrollment meetings for employees, and we have one starting here at 9 o'clock, so I need to get upstairs for that. I just have two items here for submission this month, and those are our quarterly reports. The first one is the paid claims of $5,000 or above, and that, you have that document in front of you. And then the second one is the Madison County open liability claims list. Again, you should have a copy of that as well in front of you. There are 31 pending professional liability claims, 9 pending general liability claims, with 10 were closed in the last quarter. And then we have 6 pending auto claims and 6 closed auto. And we have the total open reserves of $732,157. Is there any questions?
Questions? Anyone?
Motion to approve.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Got a motion to approve. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And Larry?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes. Public comment. Do we have anybody here for public comment?
Yes, I'd like to make some comments.
Okay, we got 3 minutes.
My name is Ron Jetta. And I would like to suggest that the county use a combination of reserves and short-term rollover bonds to fund the jail project. There are many other good options rather than just issuing 20-year bonds. An example is using cash reserves of $15 million and rollover bonds of $3 million will save $190,000 of bond issuance cost and $7.1 million of bond interest cost over 20 years. The current levy rate for the bond repayment should not have to be increased under this scenario and would be eliminated after 5 years. Total savings would be $7.3 million. I'd be happy to share details with you later. Will using the reserves negatively impact the county's bond rating assigned by Moody's and Standard & Poor's? Let's look at some comparisons. Madison County has reserves of 57%, according to the Shefflin Company 2012 audit. Madison County's bond rating is a double A, third from the top. DuPage County has a 25% reserves. Lake County has 15% reserves, and they both have the highest bond rating of a triple A. There's much more that goes into a bond rating for an entity versus just having a bunch of high reserves. They look at a lot of other things. Therefore, the county could use reserves without fear of the bond rating dropping. According to the 2012 audit prepared by Shefflin Company on pages 43 and 44, it does describe the method on how you can use reserves. The audit was prepared by Shefflin Company, page 43-44. I've heard that issuing bonds now, issue the bonds now because interest rates are going to go up. As of yesterday, the Wall Street Journal and the Wall Street site for municipal bond rates for 20-year AA bonds was 4.11%. A month ago, it was 4.63%. So it's gone down. 2- and 10-year bond rates have dropped even more. No one can forecast interest rates, not even Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke. But in March of this year, Bernanke said real interest rates are expected to remain low with the weakness in the recovering advanced economies throughout the world. Chairman Alan Dunston in the Belgium News Democrat article September 19, 2013 said, and I quote, "I'm open about this. Tell me how you want to fund the project. That's the issue," end quote. Chairman Dunston and county board members, members of this committee, "The option I presented saves $7.3 million and is a low risk to the county. This isn't a Republican and Democratic issue. It's about doing the best for the taxpayers. You can save money and keep taxes down. I hope you're all open-minded, and please listen to what the public wants you to do. Thank you very much.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Bills and purchasing approvals?
We have quite a few purchases for your consideration this morning. The first one is from the Animal Care Control Department for a new copy machine. They're not here. They're shorthanded in the office, but it's basically a replacement copy machine for them.
Okay.
The next three are from the Chief County Assessor's Office. These are actually our invoices for the publication for the 2013 assessment notices. This appears on this report because it's a purchase over $5,000, but it doesn't fall under a purchasing ordinance. Actually, these publication fees are set by state law, so the newspapers charge us what the law says. So there's really no discretion. It is what it is, you know, as the chairman always says. So if you'd like further explanation, Joe can certainly jump in here.
Any questions?
Next, with the Chief County Assessor Office, we have six replacement computers. This is part of our upgrade that we're doing throughout county government. I'm Joe Alfizi here. The Circuit Court, we have an upgrade for the portable document camera system. Maybe someone can explain this one. Kurt, do you know much about this? Or Timothy? No?
I guess I'll answer since okay. They're not here. It's actually a portable system that they're going to use in the courthouse. They'll be able to move it from room to room. They'll be able to have similar capabilities to what they have to the rooms that they did those audiovisual upgrades.
So it's something they use in a court hearing to
yes.
Show documents up on a screen or something
right.
Like that.
Okay.
Any questions?
The County Clerk's Department, we have two purchases. One is a revision over what was approved last month. There were some additional adapters that were required, so we're bringing that back for approval. And the other one is for our annual, well, Debbie, you need to help me out, the Integra for $13,500.
The $13,500, Chairman, is a purchase request for software which concerns with our vital records. We have over 150 years worth of birth and death records stored in software that is no longer maintained by Microsoft and after January will completely go away. It's called Q&A. Evelyn Bowles ran this software. That's how old the software is for the county clerk's office. So what I'm attempting to do is move those precious records out of that software into a standard software which Integra says they can do for me, into our current vital records system, our records keeping system, which is Illinois Department of Public Health approved, and it's a vital, vital search engine for us. And it's just something that needed to be done and just needs now the urgency. It needs to be addressed now to get those records out of that software.
Debbie, after this is done, will your office maintain
Absolutely.
The server, or does it go through IT or both? Or
Integra will maintain the software if for support purposes, but IT is going to help me implement
Great.
All of that.
Okay.
It would be a joint effort between the three of us. And then this software will last, hopefully, as long as it has for when Evelyn purchased it back in the 80s.
Sure.
In other words, if I come back here 30 years from now, if that's worn out, I'm going to be talking to you.
Well, hopefully, I'll still be here.
I'll really be back there.
Let's go there. I'm sorry, Joe, did I go too far?
No, that's fine.
No,
thank you.
And then I have on the revision, if I may just take a moment on the revision, the adapters that come with those 17 laptops for election, for early voting election, the adapters that came with that do not accommodate what I need to have happen off-site. The adapters needed to be larger volt, larger to accommodate off-site plugging into the systems. So that's an additional $256.55 that I'm asking the committee to consider on the revision. And then I have a really large... Oh, we haven't got to that yet.
That will be next.
The maintenance? Okay.
We'll bring that back.
Okay.
Any questions, Debbie? Not moving on.
In the jail, we have our camera upgrade that's taken place. This was a capital project. I believe that was in the current year's budget. Major Wells is here. Brad, do you mind explaining what we're doing here?
The cameras?
Yes.
The existing cameras that we have that we're replacing, they're able to be monitored, but they don't actually record. And what we have found out by the new cameras that we have put in there that we do record, it's kept us out of civil liability several times already. And the cameras that we're replacing here is actually doing the ones that don't record, a little better camera quality.
Very good. Any questions, Brad? Okay.
Under facilities management, we have a purchase approval to paint the Clay Street facility. Kirk can fill in the blanks, but the building really looks rough, particularly on the Clay Street side. We looked at putting siding. We don't know what the long-term prospects on the building are, so we didn't want to dump a lot of money into it. So, it's really not. There's just a few employees left working in there, and with the jail expansion project, you know, there may be down the road that may end up being parking, basically. Well, Bob has a contract for like two more years to occupy the building. So we're looking at a patchwork solution that will improve the appearance of it.
Was this put out for bid?
This is our normal painter that we use. They're on our vendor list at Sherwin-Williams and everything, so they can buy the paint through our purchasing.
Any questions on the painting?
In the education department, we have 18 replacement computers. Are these... replacement computers are used for the testing center, the GED testing.
These are supposed to be the replacement computers for here.
For their office.
Need to upgrade as well.
Okay. That's what that is.
For which office is this now?
Education.
Education.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then for the IT department, we have a maintenance renewal for three of our Dell storage units, and then also a new Dell, or three new Dell PowerEdge servers. And Timothy's here if there's any questions.
Right, the maintenance is standard maintenance on the hardware, the data storage units, and the servers are to replace on warranty servers for the GIS.
Any questions, Timothy, on that?
Planning development, we have two purchases. One is annual engineering consulting services for stormwater review and subdivision plats and all that with Oaks and Associates, and the second one is graphic consulting services with Courtree Creative. Leah can explain, I guess. I mean, it's my understanding that the graphic services is going to be utilized as part of our plan updates that's taking place for the comprehensive plan and those types of things. Do you have anything to add?
We are actually going to hire Courtree to do plan updates for our comp plan, storm water plan revisions, as well as our sustainability plans. And they're also going to be working with us on the We Choose Health Year 2 and 3 for Complete Streets for some marketing purposes.
Any questions?
I'm really glad to see that we're going to use an outside vendor so that we don't have... I know that that has always taken away so much for all of you to try to do graphics and other things for all of that.
Very good. Real artist.
Word can only get you so far.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad to see that this is happening.
Next, for the Sheriff's Court Security, we have repairs to the x-ray machines at our two courthouses. Brad, what are we doing here?
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is the x-ray tank went out in our x-ray machine across the way, and that machine, that's the largest expense on that one. The other machine, it had a part that went bad, and that's the replacements for both of them.
Any questions?
Special Sewer District, we have a replacement of a pump at Lift Station 23. If there's any questions for Carol, she can fill in the gaps. And then lastly, I don't believe this was in your pre-agenda that's listed at the bottom. For the health department, we have six, looks like laptop computers. Six laptop computers with all the accessories and carrying cases that come along with it. Anybody here explain?
Tony's here.
That's funded through a grant. We received a grant to operate the in-person counselor program for the Affordable Care Act insurance market change. So that's the computers that we need to go out to be able to help people in that.
Oh, thank you. Any questions?
Those are the purchases.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc. Second by Kelly. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Next, we have the resolutions. The first one is to the county clerk. This is also with Integra Business Services, but this has to do with election equipment.
Chairman, this is our autumn. This is the maintenance agreement with Integra, who covers all of our support for the AutoMark machines for Election Day. That's the handicap voting systems. We have 250 of those, but I use 168 of those on Election Day and the early voting process for the hearing impaired, the vision impaired voters. It is an amazing piece of equipment. It's a very delicate piece of equipment, and it does require to be touched several times a year to make sure that all those components are operating properly. What I was successful in doing is the original maintenance agreement was for $71,000. I went back to Integra, told them that we do not use all 250 machines, and asked them to revise their maintenance agreement to accommodate what we actually use, and they reduced it down to the 56 that you see. I also would like to tell the committee that $56,000 is 100% refundable through the HAVA grants that the county will receive. So you will get this money back once we submit that the payment has been made.
Well done. Nice work, Debbie.
Any questions of Debbie on this issue?
The IT department, we have a resolution. It's our annual renewal for Microsoft licensing. Have to pay every year to utilize the great Microsoft products.
Okay.
And then with the Planning and Development Department, we have an agreement with the Heartlands Conservancy. This is the old RC&D, right, Leah?
Yes.
To do some stormwater and floodplain management services. Leah, do you want to explain?
With the new floodplain regulations and insurance policies coming down, we're going to need somebody as a consultant, basically, to advise us on new policies and implementing policies that match up with floodplain regulations and insurance policies. So they will add be a filler between our department going out in subdivisions and in stormwater with the highway department, and adding as a filler on policy analysis and making sure all of our ordinances coincide with the new insurance regulations and policies.
Questions?
And then lastly, I'm not sure if this was on the pre-agenda. It's the weatherization bids that we do every year. There's four of them. Walter, would you mind explaining?
Right, we just completed our 2013 weatherization program, so this is to start up our 2014 program. We're hiring furnace contractors, electrical contractor, and we're also picking out materials for furnaces, for refrigerators, and we have lead-based paint materials, the gloves and suits that the guys wear when they do the lead-based paint in houses. So that's our for contracting.
Any questions? No questions? Okay.
Those are all the resolutions.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doug. Second by Kelly. Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Doug?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next, under item number 5 on the agenda are the jail bond resolutions. These were approved by the committee last month. We all know that they were tabled at the county board meeting. We're asking today for approval from the Finance Committee to submit these back on the agenda at the October meeting. So So we simply need just a motion to put them back on the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Kelly, second by Doc. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
I think I abstain.
Larry?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Can we have a little discussion on that?
Oh, that's what I asked for, a discussion about.
Oh, I didn't. I guess I was thinking. Is there any credibility in what Mr. Jetta had to say there?
Well, we had the discussion about the county's reserves, and we don't have $15 million to put into the jail project on top of the other $10 million that we had on our capital project list.
Right.
So the money's not there. Okay. I mean, what he's proposing is to basically pay for the project with exceptions, some borrowing, and, you know, we don't have the money to do it.
Okay. Very good. I changed to yes.
Okay. Is that all you have, Joe?
That's all.
Rick?
Yes. You have the third quarter variance report before you for your, you know, consumption?
Yes.
We do have a motel tax reconciliation report for this month. Total amount collected was $1,362.56. A 5% administrative cost withheld of $68.13. The amount to be dispersed is $1,294.43. This is a split evenly between the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Southwestern Illinois Tourism and Convention Bureau, and the amount per entity is $647.22. I move for your approval.
Get a motion?
You want to bring the refunds
in?
To
bring them all in?
Yeah, bring them in.
Okay, we have several refunds. Well, we got one refund. We issued a check to the special service area in the amount of $30.54 to an individual, and this refund is due to an overpayment at closing. I move for your approval on both those documents.
So moved.
Good motion. Second.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any further discussion? Not. Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
And Larry?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have five immediate emergency appropriations. The first one is the Child Advocacy Center has received a grant from the Child Advocacy Centers of Illinois with the purpose of providing continued funding for the administrative costs of the Child Advocacy Center. It is in the amount of $9,000 with the Child Advocacy Center providing no additional match funds. I'll bring them all in at once if that's okay.
Please.
Second is, subsequent to the adoption of the said budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $388,350 with the purpose of conducting a breast and cervical cancer early detection program. The Illinois Department of Public Aid issued this grant. It is a no-match grant. Next one is, subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $279,339. The purpose of this grant is assisting eligible residents with enrolling in a new coverage options and affordability programs through the Affordable Care Act. This also is a no-match grant. Next one, immediate emergency appropriation. The Illinois Department of Public Aid has authorized funds in the amount of $34,200, with the county providing no matching funds. It's to provide HIV counseling and testing. The last one, subsequent to the adoption of the said budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $209,728. The purpose is of providing grant monies to support public health preparedness and response for bioterrorism. This also is a no-match grant. I move for your approval on all five of these.
So moved.
Motion by Kelly, second by Doc. Any questions or discussion? Not Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
And Larry?
Aye.
Lastly, I have a summary of report of claims and transfers for September, and I move for your approval on that.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Safety and risk is done. New business.
Just a couple items under the budget. First of all, there were a couple questions at our last budget meeting. One had to do with the law library and what their capital project request was, and I pulled the sheet on that, and it's to provide electronic equipment for the Criminal Justice Center courtroom 109, similar to what we've done in some of the other courtrooms. So basically it's to do the audio system, the control, the AV programming, all that associated with it.
And that money can't be used for any other things. It's
That's
allocated
correct.
To that. Right.
Correct.
Okay.
I think that was it. And everybody received the latest copy of the budget in their mailboxes. We provided a copy to the entire county board in accordance with the Finance Committee's request. So everybody has it. We do need to schedule another budget meeting for next week. And what I will do is I will make sure the board knows about the date and time, and I'll invite them to attend the meeting if they want to hear more about the current status of the budget for FY14 and so forth. What we're looking at, possibly just to throw one date out, is next Friday, which would be the 18th.
I've already talked to Ann. She said Friday would be her best day. It'd be my best day. So
yeah.
What's everybody else feel?
It works. What time?
Bill?
I'll be gone.
Oh, that's right. You're gone.
Yeah.
Generally, we do it at the same time we normally do. 8:30, something like that.
8:30 would be fine.
A week from Friday or this Friday?
Mm-hmm. A week from Friday.
18:30?
Yes.
Yeah,
8:30. 8:30.
I'm okay with it.
I thought 7:30
sounded good.
No. Is there anything else to come through?
Well, this and the budget you received, there's no major changes in the budget from the last time we presented. What we have done is moved the wage increases over from the personnel budget into the department budget. So if you see any differences, that's what that is.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.